This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, September 8th, 2018. We're in hour one of the broadcast.
By airplanes in Washington, there is a large fire at the Pentagon. The Pentagon has been evacuated. And there, as you can see, perhaps the second tower, the front tower, the top portion of which is collapsing.
Because everybody, once you have seen Building 7, there is no way back. You can cheat on yourself, and you can try to suppress it.
There are no words.
But you cannot. You have seen it, and then there is no way back. It's not very healthy, you know, to lie to yourself and say, no, I didn't see that. Yeah. But many people do, because it's simply too painful.
Now, more on the latest building collapse in New York. You might have heard a few moments ago, I was talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing. And indeed it has. It seems that this was not a result of a new attack. It was because the building had been weakened during this morning's attacks. We'll probably find out more now about that from our correspondent, Jane Stanley. Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy. As you can see behind me, the Trade Center appears to be still burning. We see these huge clouds of smoke and ash, and we know that behind that there's an empty piece of what was a very familiar New York skyline, a symbol of the financial prosperity of this city, but completely disappeared now, and New York is still unable to take on board what has happened to them today.
Presumably there were very few people in the Salomon building when it collapsed. I mean, there were, I suppose, fears of possible further collapses around the area.
That's what you would hope, because they don't really know where to turn. That's the very sad thing. I think there's going to be a lot of very, very traumatized people that has hit them very, very hard.
Jane, I think many of us, when we heard the news, perhaps on the radio earlier today, were completely flabbergasted by it and just couldn't comprehend it. I mean, it almost sounded too far-fetched.
All right. Now, the thing about that video is, while the BBC's reporting that the Salomon building, Salomon Brothers building, more known to us as World Trade Center 7, it was still standing over her shoulder. Now, I know the RBN audience knows this, and I've got a lot of clips we're going to play today. We're going to spend just a little bit of time in the first hour discussing 9/11, because we're coming up on the 17th anniversary next Tuesday. But that was just incredible. I remember when that came out, that video was found and was shown, and they were reporting that World Trade Center 7 had collapsed prior to its collapse. So there's so much evidence. And the reason I know a lot of the clips that I'm going to be playing today, this audience has seen many times. But instead of having to go and find all these different ones like I found, this first hour will be good in the archives for someone to listen to that maybe still has questions about 9/11. And trust you me, they're still out there. I happen to know a gentleman that this past week was told that 9/11 was an inside job, and he got very upset about being told that, and is in total belief of the official narrative and does not question anything about the events of 9/11. And the thing about 9/11, as all of you know, is it changed everything. Now, for me personally, I spent some time, I don't know, time flies, 6 or 8 weeks ago, discussing how 9/11 affected me and how I got involved after 9/11 trying to spread the news, because I really, really, really thought, now in retrospect, you about hate to say this, but I really, really thought during the months of October, November, December of 2001, all of 2002, and really, for years, I really thought that 9/11, the events of 9/11, was going to be the undoing of the globalist power, because it was, to me personally, it was very transparent to see through. Like I've said on this broadcast before, 9/11 2001, I believe, was a Tuesday, and it was on Wednesday where I watched and became aware of World Trade Center 7. But yet, here we are 17 years later. You can look back. You can see how it led to the ratcheting up of the police state in so many different ways, how it was used to justify these endless wars, how it was used to take our rights away here at home. But they completely got away with it. They completely got away with it. I mean, there's been no real investigation. You know, the 9/11 Commission was nothing more than just a complete sham and whitewash. But there's several things you could point to, and you could say that it did accomplish for the truth movement. And one I would have to say is the term false flag now is bandied about. Everyone knows what it is. I mean, those of us doing broadcasts like this, those of you that call in, those that, you know, spread the word, we're sounding the alarm right now that it looks like they're going to try to yet again perpetrate a false flag in Syria and claim that Assad's gassing his own people for justification of more war in that area. And before I get started, of course, what a crazy week in the news. The Trump op-ed, someone in his administration, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to spend time on that. That's talked to death on regular talk radio and of course, probably many other broadcasters covering that. It is just a sign of the times. Then the circus that took place in Washington, D.C. this week, complete circus, even Alex Jones making a cameo in Washington, D.C., giving it to Rubio. Now, AJ's been banned from Twitter for life. I think all of this has to work in our favor at several different levels. And one is, people are seeing the complete unhinged mask off of Washington, D.C. And I think that's got to be good for our cause. So not going to spend a lot of time on that. I've got a lot of news, and next hour, before we go to phone calls, I've got some news I've got to get in. There are several things being reported in the Jerusalem Post and other papers in Israel about things that Trump has done in recent weeks that's getting absolutely no reporting in mainstream media here in America. I would be unaware of it if I wasn't reading the Jerusalem Post and the Times of Israel and some papers like that. So we'll get to that next hour. I think you'll find that very interesting. Now, back to 9/11, one of the things that I was most proud of, and the audio of this is not the greatest, and I apologize for that, but we were all awaiting the NIST report, the National Institute of Standards and Technologies, on World Trade Center 7 to explain the collapse of World Trade Center 7. Now, everyone listening to this broadcast, you know, I don't know the exact number now of architects and engineers that's come out and said, you know, buildings can't fall like this. It's completely incredible that they've been able to keep this official story palatable for the American people, because there was an article this time last year. It was published on September 11th, 2017. And this article goes on to say there are many people who instantly place those who question the official narrative of 9/11 within the conspiracy realm, but it goes on to say that there's more than 165 million Americans that don't believe the official 9/11 story. Latest polls show that 54.3% of the American population doesn't believe the fairy tale narrative. That and that's just in America. What if it was global? You know, Russia played on Russian television several of these 9/11 documentaries. So I would say that the people in Russia know that the government's version of what transpired on 9/11 was completely, really completely just unbelievable, but yet they stuck to the story. But so many documentaries, and we could talk about, you know, so many of the great documentaries that people done on their own to shed light on the truth about 9/11. Now, NIST come out, a gentleman named Simon Sunder did a held a press conference. It was live on C-SPAN to explain how World Trade Center 7, a 47-story building, collapsed into its footprint from fire in about 8 seconds. Now, this was before streaming video, things like Ustream, live stream, YouTube's live stream, all that. That was long before any of that came along, and there was something called Justin TV. Some of you may or may not remember this. But anyway, I actually logged into the NIST press conference as a reporter and was able to ask a question, and this went out live over C-SPAN. I was quite proud of myself for being able to do this at the time, and I've rarely played it. Just a couple of times over the last 10 years, I guess, have I played this clip. Again, I apologize for the audio not being the best. It's short, but now this was the question, and this went out over national television. I know a lot of people that actually seen this when it happened. This is Simon Sunder live on C-SPAN. Let's play video one, Sam.
We're going to take a question now from the web. Adele Porter will read the question.
Right, this is a question from Theron Shoa from Real News Radio, and he's asking, are you contending that fire caused all structural load-bearing beams to collapse at the exact same second and caused the building to fall in 8 seconds?
I think we have been very clear as to how this particular building collapsed. Fire induced local damage to connections and beams and girders, as I've explained through the posters that you see here, over a period of time. When the fires reached the east side of the building on the lower floors. Once that happened, there was a critical column, the girder that failed between 79 and 44, which then started a cascade of floor failures in the vicinity of column 79 over 9 stories. Once you had that sequence of events, you then had a buckled column, a single buckled column. And when that single buckled column occurred, you found a spread of that failure from column to column, south to north, and then from east to west, all the way across the building, and eventually the facade of the building came down. So it was a progression of events. It was not concurrent.
All right, how about that? Fire caused local damage to beams and girders, then to a critical column that caused a cascade, a single buckled column puckered, and then the entire building came down in 8 seconds. The really the priceless part of that was seeing his face when she read that question. It was, in my opinion, the only real question that was thrown out there, and it was all done. It was all done live on C-SPAN, and you had this guy trying to say that World Trade Center 7 caught fire, and then for the first time in the history of the world, this phenomenon happened, and the whole building just fell flat into its footprint. Everyone knows that World Trade Center 7 was the smoking gun of the evidence of controlled demolition on 9/11. Now, I know people's got a lot of different theories on 9/11. I mean, all the way down to there was no real planes. I've seen those videos as well, and it doesn't really matter. I don't think it does us that much good to try to get stuck in the minutiae of trying to discern every single aspect of it and disagreeing. But the thing that we can agree on is that the official narrative by the federal government is a laughable farce, and that it was a false flag event, and it was staged to bring about exactly what we've seen transpire. I mean, there's so many things about 9/11 that just completely don't add up. And one of my favorites is the videos about Flight 93. I mean, this is as damning as World Trade Center 7. Sam, let's play video number two. This is about Flight 93, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, video number two.
The debris here is spread over a 3 to 4 mile radius, which has now been completely sealed off and is being treated, according to the FBI, as a crime scene. Governor Tom Ridge made some remarks earlier at a press conference. He had flown over the site. He said the emergency response here was immediate. He also said, and I don't know whether or not you all are able to see pictures of this, but this is one of those cases where the pictures really do tell the story, that sort of the most horrifying aspect of this particular crash scene is how little debris is visible. There is a large crater in the ground, and I'm hoping that you all are seeing it as I'm talking about it, but that's really all you see, is a large crater in the ground and just tiny, tiny bits of debris. There has been at least one report that the investigators out there, and there are hundreds of them, as I said tonight, have found nothing larger than a phone book.
I want to get quickly to Chris Kanicki. He's a photographer with the Pittsburgh affiliate, a Fox affiliate. He was back there just a couple of minutes ago, and Chris, I've seen the pictures. It looks like there's nothing there except for a hole in the ground.
Basically, that's right. The only thing you could see from where we were was a big gouge in the earth and some broken trees. We could see some people walking around in the area, but from where we could see, there wasn't much left.
Any large pieces of debris at all?
No, there was nothing that you could distinguish that a plane had crashed there.
Smoke, fire?
Nothing. It was absolutely quiet. It was actually very quiet. Nothing going on down there, no smoke, no fire. Just a couple of people walking around. They look like part of the NTSB crew walking around looking at the pieces.
How big would you say that hole was?
From my estimates, I would guess it was probably about 20 to 15 feet long, and probably about 10 feet long or 10 feet wide.
What could you see on the ground, if anything, other than dirt and ash? And
you couldn't see anything. You could just see dirt, ash, and people walking around, broken trees.
Now, how about that? Dirt and ash. A 10 by 15 hole, you know, that's about the size of a average storage building that you might go buy to put behind your house. No plane, no seats, no wings, no engines, no bodies, no nothing. Just a smoking hole in the ground. I mean, it wasn't even hooked off very well. And, you know, Flight 93, they had two debris fields. And the debris fields were miles apart, and the official narrative came out that the hole, the plane actually evaporated into the hole in the ground. I mean, I know looking back and hearing me say this, everyone listening to this broadcast has to be like, well, gosh, how did they get, you know, people to believe this foolishness? And this video right here, as most people listening to this broadcast know, my dad has passed now. My dad did not believe me for years about 9/11, did not want me to talk to him about it. And one day I showed him that video that I just played, and it was a real eye-opener for him. All right, you're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Coming back in moments. Stay with me.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio, running down some of the absurd videos that was played to the American people and passed off as some kind of facts. I mean, Flight 93 was that video right there was just incredible. And actually, back whenever I was discussing this about 6 or 8 weeks ago, whenever it was, I had that on my VHS tape. I was making VHS tapes and passing them out at the end of 2001, 2002, 2003 for years until I stepped up to DVDs and got a burner and started doing the same thing. It really, honestly, I try to think maybe it made some difference. I don't know. I got so little response from it, and most people, you know, ask me not to give them any more information. But let's remember Silverstein and the double indemnity insurance policy. Let's play right here. We've got time for it. It's quick. Let's play video three, Sam.
World Trade Center 7 had always been considered the starting point for rebuilding.
located north of the slurry wall, 7 had been cleared faster than the rest of the site, and there had been no bodies to recover. Pelted by debris when the North Tower collapsed, 7 burned until late afternoon, allowing occupants to evacuate to safety.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. And I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
All right, now keep in mind, Silverstein later said that that was not a call for a controlled demolition. And keep in mind, there was no time on September 11th after 1 and 2 was hit to prepare for a controlled demolition. So it's evidence that this was all done by design with prior knowledge in advance. So, I mean, the fingerprints of a false flag event are all over this, or if a false flag event is not the right terminology, then it is evident that this was completely designed to happen just as it did for the most part. Now, even when you look at the Pentagon, if you look at pictures of the Pentagon, which I've done, you can see the cameras at all the corners. I've been to the Pentagon. Not only is there cameras everywhere, but everybody's got a camera because there is, you know, it's a tourist attraction. And then for them to say that there was, you know the videos they released of the Pentagon, the plane supposedly hitting the Pentagon where you can't see any plane. Now, I know there's all kinds of different opinions on what actually happened at the Pentagon, the missile, plane, what have you. But the big deal is that it's an obvious cover-up because we know that there's videos, there's multiple videos that show what happened at the Pentagon. So it's just more evidence that this was a complete cover-up. And then the portion of the Pentagon that was hit, and it was under construction and blah, 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 blah. It just goes on and on and on. But, you know, for me personally, it's a mind-blower for me that when this happened on 9/11/2001, that more people didn't immediately question it, you know, on 9/12. I know for me personally, starting on 9/12, telling people that this makes no sense, look at these videos, look at what I recorded yesterday. This was actually used perfectly by the media to drum up patriotic fervor. I mean, a lot of people went and joined the military over this, supposedly. And then this was used for the justification of starting the wars in the Middle East, even though George W. Warmonger Bush said that Saddam Hussein and Iraq didn't have anything to do with 9/11. You know, the majority of the hijackers, I think 17 of the 19 or whatever, came from Saudi Arabia, but people didn't connect these dots. Most people that, from my experience locally anyway, most people really associated Iraq and Saddam Hussein with the events of 9/11 and the justification for the wars that followed. And it also, there was a large contingent of people that went along with giving up their rights for security, giving up their liberty for security, because you remember the terror watch list. I mean, to watch TV back then and watch the local news, you would not terrorist. It was terror cells. I remember when they were saying there were over 200 terror cells now in America. Well, who counted them? How did they know? You know, I mean, it was just, it was such a concerted effort of browbeating the American people to be scared to death of terrorism and that we've got to do this. And, of course, it shows the collusion between the government and the media in this effort. All right, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, we're going to discuss a little bit of what firefighters reported on the day of 9/11. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, running down some of the news that was reported the day of 9/11/2001 as we approach the 17th anniversary next, I guess it'll be Tuesday of next week. Had several messages coming in during the break, and one is, you know, that the World Trade Center 1 and 2 was built to withstand airplane strikes. And two, you know, I know I did not get on the internet. I believe, to the best of my knowledge, it was like 2003 when I got a computer and really started getting on it. And I did not know until then about some of the documentaries. One of the first documentaries that I got and started passing around, actually on VHS in the beginning, was 9/11 The Illusion. I still like that that documentary, but there's much better and later documentaries as well. But I did not know that there was others, you know, so many others that were trying to expose the holes in the story, because the only reason I had any video was because I taped the news that day all day. Now, there's so many of these, I'm not going to take up, you know, much time with. I'm just going to play one that's 30 seconds, but you will remember, and RBN listeners, I know you know this, but there were so many videos like this that surfaced. Sam, let's play video 4.
Yeah, where the fuck, what did we do?
We made it outside, we made it about a block.
We made it at least 2 blocks, and we started running. Floor by floor, it started popping out.
It was like, it was if they had detonated.
Yeah,
as
detonated.
If they were planned to take down a building. Boom, 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 boom.
All the way down. I was watching it and running.
Just ran up West.
And then you just saw this cloud of shit chasing you down.
Couldn't just ran up West Street.
I could not run it.
So what'd you do?
I jumped behind a battalion car, I hid under the car, I was waiting to die.
All right, so there you had firefighters saying that it was like there was bombs in the building as the building imploded. And there's so many videos like that. I mean, we could fill up the next hour and a half with just eyewitness accounts of what happened on 9/11. But yet, they would have you believe that jet fuel, which is like kerosene, caused these massive buildings to implode because of the heat, you know, and it's that's like saying, you know, your kerosene heater would melt, you know, because you're burning a hot fire in it. And actually, when we're talking about World Trade Center 7, I mean, you heard Simon Sunder say that it was a phenomenon and every load-bearing beam simultaneously collapsed because they buckled and puckered from fire. I mean, just that in itself, just that one statement from him, you know, would have, if you had real journalists, if you had real news, would have made the world news, you know, would have let off the evening news. But it shows that there is a concerted effort. They are in cahoots to dupe the American people, which they did. There was, in this area of North Carolina, there was actually churches that had parades in support of war with Iraq over 9/11. That is how successful the propaganda was on the American people to bring everyone together against the contrived enemy that the media and the sellout traitor warmongering government had. And McCain leading the way through this, if you remember. Now, this is one of my favorite right here. This is one that maybe there may be people in this audience that haven't heard. This is discussed occasionally. Actually, Trump mentioned this when he was running for president and was criticized by it. It's a little less than 2 minutes, and we'll play it here. Let's play video 5, Sam.
11. The thing that makes Judaism dangerous to everybody, to every race, to every nation, to every idea, is that we smash things that aren't true. We
hold
don't
on
believe
there,
in
Sam.
The boundaries.
Let's hold on. We play at 1:0 to 1:54. I think that was starting at I'm sorry. Maybe I typed that wrong. We'll start. Okay, we're going to start that one over for you. This is the Dancing Israelis.
I grabbed my binoculars and I could see the towers from my window. And this is where I'm looking. And all of a sudden, down there, I see this van park. And I see 3 guys on top of the van, and I could see that they were like happy. You know, they didn't look shocked to me. You know, they didn't look shocked. I thought it was very strange.
Amazingly enough, we have found the moving company where the 5 Israelis worked.
Was this building being used as a front for some kind of Israeli intelligence operation that possibly was doing surveillance on the Arab American community? Were there men celebrating or slapping fives or whatever?
We had received an all points bulletin, and I just happened to see the van and, you know, hollered over to my lieutenant. You know, I think that could be the van. We checked it out, and it was. You know, we were all on edge, obviously, so I really wasn't looking to make friends with these people, and neither were the officers that I were with. Once we started talking to them, you know, they were pretty much like, hey, we're not against you, we're with you.
And at that point, we were taken for another round of questioning, this time related to our allegedly being members of Mossad. The fact of the matter is, we are coming from a country that experiences terror daily. Our purpose was to document the event. Our purpose was to document the event.
The 5 Israelis were detained for 10 weeks and finally deported on immigration violations after the FBI cleared them of any involvement in.
All right, that right there is yet again smoking gun proof. You heard them say they were sent there to document the event. Now, it's a little confusing, I know, just hearing the audio. The lady in the beginning was an eyewitness that out her window she could see World Trade Center 7, and she saw the van with the cameraman on it and them dancing as one and two came down. They were actually filming one and two, not seven. She could see one and two out her window. But that is on YouTube. That's where I got it. Dancing Israelis. There's a documentary about that story right there. But they were questioned and released 10 weeks later, and they admit, you heard them say right there, that was in an interview, that they were sent there to document the event. So I'm here to tell you there is so much different proof that you can point to about how there had to be prior knowledge. You know, we'll run down some of this list. Now think about this. Osama bin Laden was releasing a audio and video tape about every 3 months. I was chronicalizing this on local radio at the time, that it was almost time for his next release, and lo and behold, it would come. It was just unbelievable. Of course, you've got the passports that were found on the sidewalk. You've got people flying planes, supposedly conducting these maneuvers with 747s that had took lessons to fly, you know, little small privately owned planes. Pentagon, no plane on film, on camera. All these various reports of multiple explosions in 1 and 2. Reporting World Trade Center 7's collapse before it ever happened. Bin Laden's family jetted out of the country. We've got another clip we're going to be coming up with. We've got the entire Air Force standing down. Do the orders still stand? You've got many of the Israelis that worked in 1 and 2 pre-warned of an event to stay away. Then you got the Dancing Israeli stories we just did. You've got the molten steel, you remember that. You've got the stories of the hijackers still alive. You've got the Carlyle Group meeting in New York on 9/11 with Bush and the Bin Ladens. We're talking about Herbert Walker here. You've got the Project for a New America, PNAC, writing a paper calling for a new Pearl Harbor event, which then obviously was manufactured. All of this ratcheting up to creating the justification for the endless wars, the taking our rights away here at home, creating the police state, and ultimately any semblance of privacy evaporated. Now, a lot of other news outlets have done some good coverage of the events of 9/11. Now, I'm not talking about any based here in America on mainstream media, but I'm talking about other countries. So this is just a little bit longer clip, but I thought it would be interesting to play. This is what Russia Today has reported on 9/11. Sam, let's play video 6.
Well, the question isn't who or why anymore, so much as how. How could 200,000 tons of steel drop to the ground in under 11 seconds because of a fire? Well, over 1,000 architects and engineers say it simply can't, not the way it happened on September 11th. And now they want a new investigation. Well, Tim King is the editor of SalemNews.com. He's been covering this issue for quite some time now, and he joins me live from Oregon. You know, Tim, RT has been covering this topic extensively over the years, you know, and I found it very interesting that the first line of the piece you wrote said, quote, "The mainstream press is showing interest in a taboo, however glaring subject, the inconsistencies in the Bush White House 9/11 account." First of all, what are the inconsistencies here, and why do you think that the mainstream media has started to pay attention now?
Well, I think that part of it is that there are certain facts with things like the melting temperature of steel, and there are a lot of very, very known criteria about building implosions, and I think it's the fact that 1,000 engineers have signed on to this report now, and they're just saying it's physically impossible, the version. And a lot of us, I think, when the passports were showing up on the sidewalks of Manhattan just hours after the initial crash, really didn't have a lot of faith that we were going to get a real story. And I think that, you know, after all this time with this many professionals, and these are high-caliber professionals making these points, that we just have to pay attention, and now the mainstream media is too.
You also say, based on the interviews and research you had done, that a third building came down that day, wasn't hit by an airplane, but you write that it did contain a lot of records that certain members of the financial industry didn't miss. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure. Well, this is a building that was a World Bank building, and from our understanding, from the research that's been done, there were just billions of dollars worth of gold down below. There were also a lot of records in that building that they conveniently disappeared. This is Security and Loan Administration scandal, a lot of things along those lines. They were records that these groups were not sorry to see vanish into thin air. And Building 7, just the notion that it came down at all, when, as you said, it wasn't struck by an aircraft, I think, honestly, and I hate to say this, but I think half the Americans you could ask, how many buildings came down in New York that day? They would say two. They would not say three. And Building 7 was a skyscraper. It was not as tall as the two main buildings, but it was very substantial. And since jet fuel burns about the temperature of diesel, which isn't enough to melt steel in the first place, the notion of the third building coming down after not even being struck by an aircraft, it's pretty far out.
Well, you know, I think it's safe to say that perhaps one of the reasons that this is not really written about or really talked about much in the mainstream media is that there is this sort of stigma around questioning the events of 9/11, that it's unpatriotic to do so. How would you respond to that?
I would say that's exactly the case, and that's what all of the researchers and reporters who have taken the time to go into this subject have dealt with. It's an instant call on patriotism. It's an instant call on ethics. But in reality, it's just a case where some of us that have the factual data, we just can't go on not bringing this forward. It's just too important of a subject. And I do believe that Americans have really had the wool pulled over their eyes firmly for all of this time. And it's a very hard one when you are an American to face this and try to put your mind around it. It's so painful to consider what could have happened.
So does this piece in the Washington Times then signal that there could, in fact, be a formal inquiry, maybe a new investigation sometime in the near future?
I would like to think that. I think Mr. Farmer and some of the other members of the 9/11 Commission who we've written about, I'd like to hear their opinion on it. People that are now coming out and saying that the information that was put forth in that report was not all there, it was not correct, it was heavily influenced. The thing about this is that there are so many parts to it, and 9/11, happened in three different locations, if you will, and each of the Pentagon, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and New York, they all have their own major inconsistencies in the story. So it's really, I think, much larger than any of us can ever really fully grasp, but it's coming forward slowly.
Tim King, SalemNews.com, I do want to thank you for your analysis.
Okay, that was RT.com. So you can see there's been so much reporting on this. Now, you may not be aware of this. At the time, after 9/11, there was a newspaper created called the Rock Creek Free Press. It was created because of its owner and editor saw through 9/11 when it happened. And this gentleman, I used to interview him once a month. The paper came out, I believe, monthly. I used to get, a couple of hundred copies and give away for years. But he distributed these. He lived just outside Washington, D.C. And during these years, if you went to Washington, D.C., and I did a couple of times, everywhere there was newspapers, he had the Rock Creek Free Press. I mean, he had the stands, they were free. He did sell advertisements in the paper, but he done such a good job dissecting and reporting not only on 9/11, but so many different events in history and current news. But if you were in Washington, D.C. As a tourist and you look down at the newspapers, there you could get a Rock Creek Free Press. So I'm saying all that to say there were so many different people that were involved in trying to get the message out. And it was out. It was there to be had. The Rock Creek Free Press, just another example, and this guy did one heck of a job with that newspaper. I'm sure he probably didn't make any money. From my understanding, he had a good job, and he was funding this pretty much himself with a few other people. But so if you were in Washington, D.C., you could pick up a newspaper that would explain all the things I just put together with these videos and have it for free. And they were distributed across the country as well. In fact, my ad was seen by someone in Texas, is how I ended up on the first national network, which was Liberty News Radio. It was because of the Rock Creek Free Press. And also, we should mention all the people that out of their own pocket created some of the best documentary films that you could download, burn to disc, and give away for free. But 17 years later, I mean, how much did it really matter? I don't know. We're coming up on a break. I got a few more things I want to run down. We'll get to phone calls next hour. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And we're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio running down some of the events of 9/11. You know, I thought one of the most atrocious, well, there's so many to point your finger at, but one of the most atrocious events of 9/11 was how the people that were in the buildings were told to stay put, you know, not to try to evacuate themselves, to wait to be rescued. And, of course, this, in my opinion, led to much more loss of life. I mean, I think me personally, if I was on the top of the building and saw the smoke and fire, I would be like, hey, I'm heading down. I'm heading out of here the best I can, you know. but be that as it may. But we're talking about a country, though. We're talking about a country that right now, you know, you've got Nikki Haley and all the rest of these puppets out here saying that if Assad gasses his own people, we will react. This is the same country, the same government, different administration, but the same government that Madeleine Aldem on 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl, when she was asked about sanctions we'd placed on Iraq, keeping medicine from the people of Iraq and from children, and she said it's killed over 250,000 children. Is it worth it? And Madeleine Albright, who I like to call Aldem, but Madeleine Albright paused for a second and she said, "We believe it is. Killing children, 250,000 children, by preventing them from having medicine, and it's worth it." Now look at Iraq. Now look at the shape of the Middle East after we've spent these trillions of dollars and we've killed 1 million people over there and we've killed thousands of our own young people and we've maimed and disfigured tens of thousands of our soldiers, now our veterans. And Madeleine Albright says, "We believe it's worth it." And here we stand so sanctimonious that we are such great humanitarians that we care so much that when the next gas attack, which has been proven that it is an obvious, poorly done hoax, that we're going to use this for the justification for the continuation of the endless war in Syria. I mean, it's just completely maddening when you think about the blatant hypocrisy that this nation's government puts forth to the world. And sadly, though, simultaneously, sadly, you see, and I've just witnessed it this week, a person that is intelligent, very successful, but completely clueless and impotent to being able to connect the flimsiest of dots of what is actually transpiring here in reality and has transpired here with 9/11 in the past 17 years. One can't see it when it's right in front, like, you know, the day of 9/11 or days after, and then can't connect the dots if you look back 17 years at how ridiculously absurd the government's narrative is. All right, we're coming up on the top of the hour break. I got a couple of stories we've got to run down. Then I'd like to get your thoughts, your opinions, your facts on 9/11. We'll go to the phones here in just a bit. Back in a moment.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. "I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, 'I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it.' I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This